huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. Franchise is one of my 16 ways to create recurring income. I'm going to share with you maybe 7 recurring income streams in this session. So the great thing about recurring income streams is you create the asset once and then you earn on an ongoing basis. You know, whether that's investing in the real estate and then getting the rental income, or whether that's creating a piece of content and then getting ad revenue from it. I actually know 16 recurring income strategies that are part of my recurring income masterclass. I'm also running a recurring income masterclass and challenge in a few weeks' time. So I'm going to share, I'll take 7 for now. Let's just pick 7. I'll cover books, audio, royalties, your personal brand, and I'll cover sort of fan funding, crowdfunding, maybe even creator coins on that. Membership sites, I'll just detail in a bit more what's already been discussed. Affiliate earnings, and then the reverse affiliate earnings. So people always asking me, Rob, why do you write so many books? Because even if a book takes me a year, once it's done, I could earn on that book for a decade or more. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I believe, is 25 years old. Think and Grow Rich, I believe, is nearly 100 years old. So I've got books that are 5 years old and 10 years old. Therefore, I'm earning on work that I created 5 or 10 years ago. So you don't have to spend a year to write a book. You could get a book done in 3 months' time. Let's say you sold 10,000 books a year and made £3 a book. That's £30,000 or nearly $40,000 a year. Let's say you wrote one book a year for 10 years and you kept selling 10,000 books a year and made £3 a book. It's not 25 million or no, I think it's 35 million now from Rich Dad, Poor Dad. But if you take 10,000 book sales a year at £3 a book, that's £30,000 a year. That's $40,000 a year. 10 books is $400,000 a year. Not a bad living from information. Now, if you want to be super smart and leveraged, what you do is you create that book-related asset, but then you repurpose it into other assets like audio assets in the form of podcast episodes, or you put it on Audible or Blinkist and you get recurring income from that, or certain chapters become YouTube videos that you can earn ad revenue on, or you do Instagram TV videos that you can then get ad revenue from. But I'll come back to all of that in terms of the expanding the content and the repurposing. The second one I'll share with you is royalties. So if you create an asset, you can get a royalty income, essentially a license for using that. And probably the most famous royalty income is music. Now, unfortunately, I ain't no rapper, bitch. I'm not very good at singing. I can't make music. So that one has passed me by. But for you, an invention or some kind of franchise or information model that you can then license out, that could be very powerful. Now, my friend Matt Fedez was the bouncer for 10 years, the bodyguard to Michael Jackson. And Michael Jackson would buy Eminem's back catalogue. He would buy Beatles back catalogue because he saw that as an asset from the royalty income. So what asset could you create that you get an ongoing recurring income from? Now, actually, a franchise, when you sell the franchise as a capital investment, but then you get the ongoing profit share, you could argue that that profit share is a royalty. Franchise is one of my 16 ways to create recurring income. So I'll come back to that in another episode, probably. The third way then is the personal brand. Now, the personal brand, there is virtually no limit to monetizing the personal brand. You can get ad revenue on virtually every channel now creating content. So you could do an Instagram live, save it to IGTV, and now you can turn on ad revenue. You could convert it into TikTok videos, Instagram reels. You could do a Facebook Live, and at the end of the Facebook Live, you can then turn on ad revenue. You could put it on YouTube, and then you can turn on YouTube ad revenue. You could record a podcast and then have sponsor revenue. And I'll cover that towards the end, because actually podcasts are about the most affluent sponsorship model that you can get across all the channels. It's actually about 12 times more affluent, and you get more, about 12 times more revenue per thousand on a podcast than you do on YouTube. But I'll come back to the podcast. But there's other ways you can monetize your personal brand. You could do a collaboration with someone who could pay you for that collaboration. You could have fan funding. So I could say, I hope you enjoy my content. Please go to my Patreon. And if you feel that the content's been useful, maybe you could make a donation to me so that, you know, I can reinvest in building my channel. Or you could subscribe to my Patreon platform where we do meetups and exclusive content, behind the scenes content, bonus episodes. So I could use my personal brand to drive traffic off onto a crowdfunding or fan funding platform like Patreon. Now, the sale for me never really worked. Hey, I'm Rob. Will you just donate a few dollars, please? Because I need to put some, you know, petrol in my Lamborghini. I need to sort of, you know, go and do some maintenance on my 990 properties that I own and manage. So fan funding in terms of donating to me, that was never really an easy sell for me because I've already made quite a lot of money. But if you're just starting out and you're a podcaster, a YouTuber and a creator, and, you know, you're building a fan base, like, for example, on Clubhouse, there's tipping. Why would people tip you? Because they think your content is good. So each time you deliver a piece of content, you could say, hey, look, if you wouldn't mind making a donation, robmoore.com/skint, for example, that's not a real URL, by the way. But a tip on Clubhouse, that's exactly that. Stars on Facebook. The stars on Facebook can be used to donate. So I'll go live on Facebook and people will often donate 100 stars or 1,000 stars if they like the content. So you can leverage your personal brand through joint ventures, collaborations, ads on pretty much every channel, donations, and you can also set up an account on Rally or BitClout, and you can actually have people buy into part of the digital asset of you. You know, my friend Gary Henderson, he has an account on Rally, and I think he's in the top five now in the world in terms of people who've invested in Gary Coin. I've actually applied for a Rob Coin, but I'm still waiting. They've robbed it. They've robbed my Rob Coin. Bastards, bring it back. Come on, I want to make millions. But the point is, once you've got followers and fans, you're like a piece of real estate. You appreciate in value. And, you know, the more reach and the more impact you have, the more likely people are going to go, do you know what? I'm well up for investing. So there's loads of ways to monetize your personal brand. When it comes to creator coins like Rally and BitClout and launching NFTs, so a piece of digital real estate or art or an asset that you create, that you sell, I'm going to do separate episodes on that. And I'm going to interview people who do that for a living, because I'm definitely in this space, and I'm also, doing a lot of research on it, but it's really new and I don't regard myself as a bona fide expert in that. I mean, you can find me on BitClout, and I have applied for a coin on Rally, but I'm not going to go advising yet, but I'm going to do an episode with Gary Henderson. I'm going to do an episode with my friend Farrokh on people who are experts in this area, but you should definitely research Rally, BitClout and NFTs. 100%. In fact, on my money podcast, I'll do I commit right now live. I'll do an individual episode on all three of those for you to go really deep on it. Okay. So number four then is membership sites. So there are lots of different types of membership sites. I have rob.team. My friend John Lee has jl.club. And these are non-native membership sites. Now, this used to be a thing back in the day. In 2010, I had 1,200 members at £30 a month, and I was delivering online content. But then Facebook and YouTube and Instagram and all these social media platforms came, and more people spent time on the social media platforms. So these, what you call non-native membership sites, sort of died away, but they're having a revival now. And one of the reasons is because the reach is so inconsistent on all the social channels. There's so many diverse social channels, and sometimes, you know, you can't really trust that your content that you put out there gets seen. You know, my reach on my Facebook Lives has probably gone down by 90%. I remember the first time I did a LinkedIn Live, I had 25,000 people on a live. And then I remember the last one I did, I had 300 or 400 on it, even with a really big name celebrity guest. So you know, you should follow the virality, and there's no point flogging a dead horse of doing content where you get no reach. Whereas if you have your own membership site on your own platform, my one is called rob.team. You can by all means go and join. It's just £5 a month. That's a large coffee. There's loads of benefits. I won't tell you about them now because that's not what I wanted to do on this, you know, little mini masterclass. But on my rob.team platform, I've had it hand-built. I've got a systems architect and he's built that for me. And so you can do, it's got gamification. It tells you how much content you consumed, how much content you've got left. It gives you a certificate and a reward each time you finish certain content. There's a notes feature in it, and we're going to build out more and more features to make it really interactive and interesting for people. And also to help people with implementation, because we're all getting overwhelmed with information, but what about implementation? But my rob.team platform, or my non-native platform, it's not the only way to build a membership site. You could have a Facebook supporter program. You could have a YouTube premium program. And I believe that Instagram and other platforms are going to launch their own version of these membership sites. So you could have it native in a platform or non-native. Patreon's a very famous one. I'd kind of call that semi-non-native because it's not on all, it's not really a social platform, but it's not yours either. Because, you know, you've got to pay your royalties. I think it's 12% to Patreon. It can be up to 30% to Facebook. But I've got nearly 3,000 members of my rob.team platform, and they get premium content, behind the scenes content, Ask Me Anything lives. We do meetups, socials from time to time. If ever I'm in a set city, I'll just tell all my supporters I'm in a city and 30 or 40. One time we had 65 people just came and met me and we all had dinner and we'd all cool stuff like that. And we're building a really great community. And look, $5 a month, you know, you need tens of thousands for me to make it, you know, in the millions a year. But for most people, $10 a month, 300 members, that's $3,000 a month. That's quite a life-changing income for most people. And what you're doing is creating a community of people who've said, look, I'm serious about you. I pay a few dollars a month. I subscribe to you. So therefore, you know, I'm basically saying I'm a customer and I'm serious. Okay, next one then is affiliate earnings. So for example, I have a podcast online masterclass, and I would pay you 50% commission if you referred it. If you want to refer me, just email me rob@robmore.com. I'll by all means give you a link. You can refer my podcast course. I'll even do the selling for you. Of course, I've created the course. I've delivered the course. You don't have to do anything except share the link and maybe a bit of text. And affiliate marketing is not new. And, you know, if someone's proven to get results and is a really good speaker and seller, and you promote their products and services, you don't need a database. You could just post it on your social media. You don't need a product. You don't need to deliver the product. And it's a great way to create recurring income because you can, you know, let's say one in 50 people joined a $1,000 program that you promoted it to. Well, if you had 500 people, that's 10. And if you did that every month, and that's a pretty good living. You know, someone like me will pay you $500 for a referral, you know, 50% of the money. That's pretty high. And I know others do too. Now, if you have products or services to create recurring income, you can do it the other way, where you have ambassadors who promote you. So it's like the reverse affiliate. So, you know, we have hundreds of ambassadors who promote our products and services. And our ambassador program is a more than a 1 million a year revenue stream. So at one point, it was 1/15th of our revenue. It's a bit less than that now, but that's not bad. Other people just promoting you, you know, their social media, their following, their friends, etc. So, you know, call that the kind of the reverse affiliate program. An absolutely brilliant book on this is How to Sell Anything to Anybody by Joe Girard. That's How to Sell Anything to Anybody by Joe Girard. Get that book, and that will, if you just follow that, then 100% you'll build a great ambassador referral program. It's a great way to grow your business. There's no ad costs. There's, you know, all there is you're paying someone to refer you. So it's quite good margin as well. Okay. And then my favorite one, actually, the seventh is audio. So right now the audio influencer space is huge. You've got Clubhouse, you've got podcasts, you've got Fireside, you've got SoundApp, you've got Green Room. You've got the Instagram have just now added a feature on lives where they turn the live video. You can turn the live video off and just listen to the audio. Facebook are beta testing their new audio platform. There's Twitter Spaces, and LinkedIn are about to launch theirs. Name me any other social media medium in the last 5 years that even launched two new platforms. Like, I can only think of TikTok in the last 5 years. That's new. Yet there's eight new audio or audio within existing social media platforms that have just gone live in the last, say, year. It's a massively competitive space. It's great for the creator. What does that mean? I mean, Clubhouse have got tips feature and they're about to launch subscription features. That's hot off the press. You can get £150 per 1,000 downloads on podcasts. So you only need 7,000 downloads to get a grand a month. That's only 233 downloads a day. I know some people who got more than 233 in their family. Like some of my friends, 700 people came to their wedding. So you don't need millions of followers with a podcast. You only need hundreds of followers. Because, you know, you get revenue per 1,000 downloads, not revenue per 1,000 subscribers. So if one subscriber listens 50 times, that counts as 50 downloads, not as one. So you don't need that many downloads to monetize a podcast. And then what you can do is you can create a podcast, nudge, nudge, wink, 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 nudge, nudge. I'm going to let you into a secret in a moment. You can create a podcast episode and then simultaneously create video asset out of that, whether it's live on Instagram or you save the video and then you upload it to YouTube and you take excerpts to TikTok and Instagram Reels and Stories, etc. Now, when you've finished an Instagram Live, you can turn on the ad revenue tool when you upload it to IGTV. When you finish the Facebook Live, you can turn on the ad revenue feature when you upload it and into the post record. So on pretty much every social media channel now, there's ad revenue. If you take the origin video content and put it on YouTube, you're getting revenue from YouTube. So you're literally creating multiple streams of income from one source. And I'm going to let you into a little secret right now. I am speaking in a Clubhouse room right now, recording an episode for my money podcast called Seven Recurring Income Streams. And I'm going live on Instagram right now as we speak. Someone even said, I found this funny. I nearly bit at the time, but I didn't. But someone wrote, it is not live. You're talking on Clubhouse now. Yes, it freaking is. I'm talking on Instagram and Clubhouse. And I'm creating a podcast episode. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Said with love. But what that means is I'm going to get the ad revenue once I've finished the Instagram Live. I'm going to post this on my money podcast and I'm going to get my £150 per 1,000 downloads. And I've gone live in a Clubhouse room. So that's triple dipping. And then if I put this video and put it up on YouTube, I'll get the ad revenue from YouTube. If any of you give me a tip or a star or a badge or anything like that. And all of a sudden from one piece of content, 17 minutes and 3 seconds, you can now create multiple streams of income. And if you'd love to learn how to do what I've just done for you live, which is create a piece of audio content and simultaneously create multiple pieces of content, and then once that's recorded, create even more pieces of content. Because when I finish this, I'll save, upload in HD, and then there's going to be TikToks and stories, and there's going to be YouTube videos on otter.ai getting a live transcription. So then it becomes a blog. And then you get your blog ad revenue. Like we could have live here done 7 or 8 income streams together live right now in this 7 minute 43 episode. So if you'd love to learn how to do exactly the same as what I've just done, go to robmore.live right now. So it's robmore, R-O-B. M-O-O-R-E, so that's my name, .live. By the way, I don't think you even need to put in the www. And what I'm going to do, and this is coming up soon, it's in like the next 36 hours or so, go there, robmore.live, and what you'll just pop your details in, and you'll register yourself for the Audio Influencer Revolution training that I've got coming up in about 36 hours' time. And what I'm going to do is teach you how to create a podcast in very quick time, like I have literally just done here. I mean, I'm recording on my Zoom H1 now. This will get sent to my audio editor and this will become an episode of the Money Podcast. So I'll teach you how to create a podcast episode really easily, simultaneously, if you want, go on Clubhouse or on live video, then create recorded video. So basically, I'll turn one piece into 10 or 20 or 30. I'll also share some ways that you can create income. So I'll basically cover how to create the ad revenue from podcasts, the ad revenue from YouTube. I'm doing both, by the way. I only turned on ad revenue on my YouTube channel about 4 weeks ago because I'm very British. I've only run 12 ads on my podcast until now. I hadn't run any ads on my YouTube channel and I've got tens of millions of views and downloads. But, you know, I already make a lot of money and I didn't want people to feel like I was selling to them every which way. I'm kind of changing that now because I've got all these assets, and why not have multiple streams of income from them? So I'm going to teach you how to get, we make about £1,000, so what, $1,200 every 5 days now on YouTube. And we've got a fairly young channel. Like I said, we're making what, £150 per thousand downloads now on the podcast, and that's really compounding. Done 700 episodes, so we're going to go back and dynamically insert some ads in previous episodes and get revenue on all the new downloads. My podcast kind of blown up since Clubhouse anyway. So go to robmore.live. You can get the training on me helping you start a podcast fast, creating multiple content assets from one piece of content. What are we, 20 minutes in? This is one piece, but it's going to be 20. Then a dozen or so monetization, multiple streams of income from that one piece of content. Then how to grow your channels and make them more viral. So just at the start of the year, I was getting a few hundred thousand downloads a month on my Disruptive Entrepreneur show, mostly on the audio. Now I'm getting millions of downloads and views a week with one change, which I'll tell you how to do, robmore.live. And also, I am posting much less on nearly all the other channels now. Okay, I'm on Clubhouse more. You got me on that one. But on every other channel combined, I mean, I was doing two Facebook Lives a day. I was doing three Facebook posts a day. I was doing two LinkedIn Lives a day. I was doing a lot more content on all the other channels in terms of my own time. Now I'm doing probably 80% less. But if you look at all my channels, I'm posting four or five times more through content repurposing. So let me get out of here and get back into Instagram. Go to robmore.live right now. Jump on. No recording, no replay. It's not automated. It'll actually be me delivering it live. It'll be on Zoom. I only want about 200 on, because if you have, I've had 1,000 on a Zoom before and everyone unmuting themselves. I actually had someone having sex. They were unmuted and their camera was on and they were having sex in one of our masterclasses and I couldn't freaking concentrate. I don't want any of that stuff. So maximum, I want 200, 250 on. And we've had a lot more than that register. So it'll be first come, first serve at robmore.live. I'll see you there. I'm finishing the Instagram live now. So thanks for tuning in, everyone. And thanks for listening to the Money Podcast. Remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.